Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man?
Me.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys can get in your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to put it down the babies. Put down the pepperoni.
Let's go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Game time.
Well, good afternoon, family and friends. Welcome to another Parents Coach Parent Network show. I'm your host, M.H. Scott. And I promise it's going to be, as I always say, this is going to be another wonderful show. You know, we're coming to the end of another year of Parents Coach Parent Network here on Blog Talk Radio. And I'd like to thank all my family and friends and other guests and folks that tuned into the show over the year. We truly appreciate it, and we look forward to having you for the upcoming years. So some of the things I'm going to do today on today's show, hopefully I'll have a couple guests call in, but some of the things I'm going to do today on today's show is just talk about some of the reflections of this past year and some of the things that we're looking forward to doing in the upcoming year. But, you know, I can't start my show without giving my man, Mr. Keith Wright, some props. And hopefully we're working on the same page today, and we're going to be able to get through and give Keith his just due and play his little tune there. Let me see what we got here. Where you at, Keith? Well, I think we're maybe experiencing. No. Look like we're on. Give me a second, and I will pull up my man, Mr. right here. But anyway, you know, I always be interested in hearing from the audience here and finding out some of the things that they like to discuss here on the Parents Coach and Parent Network. You know, we've discussed quite a few different topics. We talked about violations. We talked about mental health. We talked about a little bit about mental toughness, and I want to get a little deeper into that. I'm going to reach out to an expert in the field and see if he'll come on and do a little mental toughness for us before we close this year out. You know, we talked about substance abuse. We talked to different parents that have children that have gone through the process and have been successful in the process over the year. We talked about a whole lot of great things here on the Parents Coach and Parent Network. But there's always something else that's on the minds of our audience that we haven't talked enough about. We haven't talked enough about. And I always like to make sure that I'm here to help us help you get through this process. So as a result, I'd like to talk about whatever's on your mind. Let's see if we can get Keith Wright going here. All right, there we go.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
that young man hits it each and every time when he says he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. There's nothing wrong with that, and I hopefully everybody take on that mindset and decide to make smart cool. That's my man, Mr. Keith Wright, University of Virginia. University of Harvard. Got my schools mixed up. University of Harvard. And Keith's doing big things up there in Harvard. Matter of fact, I heard there was something in the local newspaper here recently about him, so if you get a chance, check that out. That's something else you may want to talk about and share with your kids and things like that. But, again, that's my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Anyway, you know, some of the things we talked about over the past year or so, you talked about, you know, this big issue with our children's safety. And I'm not going to get too deep into that. You know, that was a previous show, so I'm not going to dwell on that issue. But that's something that we should always, always, always be mindful of as parents. You know, we can't take it for granted that this guy or this coach or whoever is looking out for the best interests of our children. We would like to think that, but in today's society, you know, sometimes they push us back on our heels and make us think twice on stuff like that. You know, so we got to look out for our children's safety. Our children's safety is very important, parents, very important. And we want to make sure we keep them in the healthiest environment as possible so that they grow up to be productive citizens in our community, you know. You know, something else we talked about a little bit about concussions. I think I did a little follow-on from a show that I had heard and talked a little bit about concussions and things like that and safety. And you know, first time when I mentioned about children's safety, I was talking about, you know, the environment that the children are in, you know, the people that they're around or people that's around them. You know, making sure that those folks are, you know, good standing folks in the community and, you know, folks that are not looking out for their personal gain but looking to find their next victim, you know, predators out. You know, because I have no room, no place, no time for no predators. Definitely have to move forward on what's going on. You know, then the next thing talked about when I talked about the concussions, you know, some of the warning signs and some of the material that you can go out there and find and, you know, just being aware. I had a article that we went through and talked about, you know, different things that we as parents need to be looking at and from time to time have a chance to read through and see what it's all about when we're talking about the areas of concussions. Because concussions has been one of those things that really snuck up on us over the years. And I guess the more and more that science digs into it, the more and more they find ways to hopefully try to prevent some of these concussions that our young athletes are going through. And giving us more information on detecting these warning signs. You know, very important, very important, very important. Can't stress that enough. I believe earlier this year, we also had the opportunity to talk with a young man that wrote a book named Ivan C. Thomas. Listen to Me. He wrote a book entitled Listen to Me. And that book spoke volumes coming from students. And he had a chance to read one of the letters that's in the book from a student athlete that just talks about, you know, during the time period that his family or parent, I think his father was actually absent from his life. But as a result, you know, during the time that he cried out in his younger days, you know, he realized that made him a stronger and better man. And now he's in college playing college sports. And on his road to success. So that was a very powerful conversation we had. and definitely thank Mr. Thomas for coming on the show and sharing that information with us. Something else that we had an opportunity to talk about over the last year or so was, just covering some of the basic stuff. You know, what is eligibility? What is amateurism? Knowing the importance of the recruiting calendar, you know, talking about the dead period, the quiet period, the evaluation period, the contact period, eligibility, what's the purpose of eligibility? You know, core classes, do they change? And all these other little things that you should know as parents. Well, you know, parents, we had another great author on the show as well, a gentleman by the name of, oh, man, my mind escapes me real quick, and I'm really sad because I can see his face. He wrote a book called Dismiss with Prejudice. Dismiss with Prejudice, and that book spoke volumes to the NCAA scandal issue. And it's funny because that book actually came out before a lot of these scandals start hitting. So maybe actually that book was out probably about a year and a half ago. And it spoke great volumes about NCAA scandals because the author of that book, he actually lived in that environment for a long period of time as being a assistant coach for a college team, college basketball team. Well, it looks like I may have a guest on the line with us today, and I'm going to get ready to bring our guest on and see what our guest got to talk about. Hopefully he got some good information to share. But let me tell you a little bit about my guest first. I got a young man, and I believe this is one of the Hassell brothers. You may not know about them, but trust me, keep your eyes and ears open, family, and you'll probably hear about these young men here in the near future. But these are great young men, although they are athletes as well, but they are great young men. I've watched them for a number of years in the community doing positive things. And now this young man, he still has the passion to be around the game of basketball, had the opportunity to go and play at college, and I think he has another drive going on because he has taken on the action of doing some coaching. Let's see if we can get this young man on the line with us today and see what's on his mind there. Good afternoon. You're on the Parents Coach and Parent Network.
Good afternoon. Hello?
What's going on, sir?
How you doing today?
Everything's good. Everything's good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Give us a little insight on who we're talking to today.
I'm Joseph Hassell, the younger brother of what she speaks of. I'm a graduate from Indian River High School. I played basketball 4 years there. And I played 1 year of college basketball at Shawan University. Now I'm assistant coach at Indian River High School.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, that's not really about it, but I'm going to let you off the hook on that one. I'm going to let you off the hook. But, think about something, parents. This young man has a passion to stay involved in the game. He said he played a year at Shawan. He probably could have played the whole time he stayed at Shawan. He decided to continue on being part of the game by going back to his alma mater, Indian River High School, and now he's working on the coaching staff. So, we have to think about this. When we have folks that have this type of energy, have this type of drive, have this type of passion, let's keep them connected to something on a positive level. You know, Joe, one thing I'd like to talk to you about today is, during the time that you was in high school, You know, you had a full team, and trust me, Prince, I'm not talking to you every average, everyday ball player. This young man has talent, still has talent. I ain't saying he's old and over the hill. He still has talent, has ambition, has the drive to do some great things in society. But, you know, one thing I want to talk about, how many of those young guys that played on the team with you, how many of them, to your knowledge, have the ability to go and play at the next level?
I would like to say, they play with me, I would like to say at least two or three of them.
Okay.
Not including myself.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about two or three others in addition to you that was on your high school varsity team?
Yes.
Okay. I'm talking about just had the ability. I'm not saying how many of them actually went on to play.
Yeah, the ability. About three. Not including me, so I'll be four.
Okay. So out of basically your starting lineup, you had about four of them that could have went on to play at, you know, Division One, Two, Three, or JUCO or whatever.
Yeah.
Now, as we look at that, how many from that team actually went on to play?
Two.
Okay, so now we don't drop down almost 50%, because if you started at four, then when you're after two, you know, now, you know, and what's one of the reasons why you think athletes miss out on the opportunity to play? Not to just focus on your former teammates, but I'm just talking about in general, guys that you know, that you've seen play over the years, you played against them at various camps, clinics, tournaments, or whatever, and then you notice later on, when you got to college, that some of them guys were still sitting back at home. What's some of the reasons why you think they miss out on that opportunity?
I think some of the reason is they don't get enough exposure, because there's a lot of players, to me, in my eyes, in this area that do not get exposed enough to college coaches. And without them being exposed a lot, the college coaches can't come and see them, so then they can't get offered. And another reason is I believe a lot of kids are scared of it. A lot of kids hear how hard the hard work about being a college athlete, because being a college athlete is a lot of hard work. And most of them say, oh, yeah, I don't like to do all that hard work. So I believe that's another reason why most of them seem to not play in college.
Okay, they like the game, but they don't want to put in the work. So that tells me right off the bat that they really don't have that true passion for the game. You know, that game is just filling the void for them at that moment. Well, you know, and what I want to know from you, and I can sit here and tell the story myself, but I want to know from you, you know, say you and your brother both played. You know, how involved were your parents in supporting you in this process?
It was big. The difference between my parents and most parents out there today, most parents, even on a high school team, most parents don't know how to let go. By you telling your child that they need to shoot more, they need to do this more, do that more, that's affecting their game, because at that point, then they're not listening to the coach. See, my parents gave us to our high school coach. They let him deal with us. He let him tell us what to do, what we need to do, what we need to work on, and they just cheered us on. Told us that we played bad. They didn't just say, it's okay. Our parents told us, yeah, you played bad. You need to do better. But we played good. They were our number one fans. Yeah, you did your thing. But the main thing I believe is that they let us go to our high school coaches, let our high school coaches dictate what we need to do, and didn't get in our head, mixing us up with our high school coach.
Okay. And you know, that takes me back to my next question. You know, being an assistant at the high school program now, how many parents do you see that's involved with your program now as far as, you know, not only just sitting there on the sideline trying to do some sideline coaching, but how many of them actually sit down and try to talk to the coach or, you know, try to talk to you or try to find out, you know, what do their child need to do to better him or herself?
To be honest, none has came to me asking me what can they do to better their child. None of them. I usually just hear in the crowd during the game, I usually just hear parents telling their child to shoot or saying, why are you taking my child out? There's not really anyone coming to the coach and saying, what do my child need to do? There's none of that.
Well, do you think that's a valuable thing that they should be doing if they're trying to get their child to the next level?
Yeah, I do. But I also believe that the child should be doing that because most kids don't do that either. Most kids just sit there and just think that they should play already, but have a lot of holes in their game. But I believe it's on both of them. Both of them should do that, but but they don't. Parents or children, either one of them don't. Children usually say it's the coach's fault, and the parents usually say it's the coach's fault for not playing their child, but not really knowing why their child is not playing.
Okay. Well, you being a young man just recently removed from the high school scene, and now you're doing your college thing. You know, was your mind really focused on, okay, you know, let me go over here and talk to the coach. Let me sit down and have a one-on-one conversation with the coach. Now, being in college, you may think that way. But when you were 14, 15, 16 years old, was you thinking that way?
I mean, with my high school coach, he actually told us what we were doing wrong. So
he's one of those good proactive coaches.
Yeah.
You know, think about some of these other schools where kids barely want to talk to the coach. You know, you've seen that right here in your area. You know, you've seen some places where kids, coaches are very standoffish. Don't come to my office not unless I call for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of them situations. But from the average young man's perspective, do you think that a lot of them are thinking to go to their coach and say, hey, coach, what should I do? Or how can I improve my game?
Yeah, I don't. With coaches like that, then I say you have to, that's when the parents have to step in then at that point. Because if the child cannot come to a coach with confidence and ask what he needs to work on, the coach can't answer, then that's a problem with the coach. So then that's when the parents need to step in.
Okay. Well, you know, Joe, I truly appreciate you coming on and giving us a few minutes of your time. You know, it's definitely been a blessing. Parents get a chance to hear this all over the country because I have a serious network of folks that listen to my show on a regular basis. Give me something that's gonna, you know, that's gonna stick with the parents as we prepare to close out. Just a little minute, 2 minutes, or something that you think that parents should get out of their children being involved in high school sports.
Straight
from George Sales' head.
Okay, I believe that, like I was saying earlier about parents letting them go, why you letting them go now will allow them to actually grow more, because when they finish high school and go to college, then they won't have you really as a backbone anymore. They don't have to grow up fast, especially playing college basketball. They don't have to grow up fast. So I'd say this is a good time to let your kids go to the high school coach. Let them mold them. He's supposed to be molding them to young adults, so they can get ready and prepared to go out to the real world. Because even as freshmen, they got 4 more years before they get out into the real world. And a lot of these kids nowadays, athletes and regular students, they're not prepared for this real world. And I believe that we should have more coaches and more adults that's getting people ready for the real world.
Okay. Well, on that note, are you still in school?
Yes, I attend Nova State University.
Okay, and what are you currently studying?
History education.
Okay, all right. So you have that ambition to stay connected with the community and stay connected possibly with teaching or something like that, or being out there and being involved with the community. That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Well, then, Joe, we appreciate you coming on today with us, and definitely look forward to talking to you again.
Okay.
Tell your bum brother. No, I'm just kidding. you tell old Frank that if you talk to him before I do, he missed out on the opportunity because he don't know when I may invite him back on again. I understand he may be busy, though, because he's trying to get some workout time in. I think that day is coming close to him being called, getting that phone call, and that's all the more the better. But definitely, we look forward to having you on again and sitting down and talk with her. And we may get you on when I have a couple parents on. They may want to ask you a few questions as well. So be prepared for that, sir.
Okay.
And I just want to note that I had Joe Hassell on my show interviewing him first before he became big time.
Okay.
All right, Joe, we thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Well,
folks, we just talked to Mr. Joe Hassell, assistant coach over at one of the local Indian River High School. Joe's been around for a good little while, and like Joe said, he's played a little basketball himself. He played at Chawan. He played high school ball for all 4 years. And now he has left Chawan, and now he's over at Norfolk State. Didn't decide whether or not he's going to play over there yet, but he may decide to turn around and decide to play somewhere else. And I think he has the talent and the skill to get out there and play. But the point I wanted to get across is you had an opportunity to listen to this information from an athlete. And if you did the timetable, you notice Joe recently graduated from high school. So all this is still fresh in his head. All this is still new and good in his head, you know. So you want to make sure that you stay aware of some of the things that he said. You know, step back and allow your child to, you know, get involved with the coach. And if your child's not mature enough to do it, then guess what, parents? You got to step up and fill that gap. You know, check us out on Facebook. We got a Facebook page called Parents Coach and Parent Network. You know, also follow us on Twitter at PCP Network. And what I'm going to start doing, and just to give you an update of what I want to take, the direction I want to take the show and the program this year, this upcoming year, I'm going to start putting up at least weekly posts on the Facebook page, you know, different things that we as parents encounter, and just talking about them, and hopefully we can generate some dialogue and conversation over that. You know, anytime you want to go up there and comment, please feel free to comment. If you got a question, throw it up there, and we have enough experts associated with the site that will be more than happy to address those questions for you. In addition to that, we also have a list of guests that we're going to be posting up. As far as different guests, we're going to at least try to get one or two special guests, probably two special guests each month to call into the show and just, you know, give us some insight on different things. You know, we had a little bit of everybody out there, and I'm looking at bringing in some more guests and some more important folks. You know, we had Fletcher Cockrell, who did the book Dismissed with Prejudice. We had I'm going to work towards trying to bring in. We had David Benzel, who talked about success. We're going to try to bring in some of the other experts, such as Rick Wolf, who does a sports parent show out of New York every Sunday morning. Try to get in Dr. Cohen, who does a sports psychology show at least once or twice a week. So I'm trying to get some of these other experts. I have my girl out of Wisconsin, Lauren Fogelman, who was an advisor to the show Mental Toughness. So not Mental Toughness, man. My mind is playing tricks on me. She was an advisor to the show Unnecessary Roughness. You know, that show that came on about the psychiatrist or sports therapist, and she sat there and worked with this young man who was on this professional football team, and then other folks throughout the series that came on. Hopefully the show will come back on. But she was an advisor to that show. So we had a chance to interview her first, even before the show came on. And we talked a little bit about that show as well. So we got a series of folks that we're going to line up to bring on to the show, and I'm going to post that information on our Facebook page. So please check us out on Facebook. Trying to hit 250 folks that like my Facebook page this year. Not my personal Facebook page, please. Just looking for the Parents Coach Parent Network Facebook page. And folks that like that page. And we ran about 225, somewhere around there. So another 25 more people within the next few days or so. That'll be my goal for this year. And I'll be happy, satisfied, and ready to move on. But again, it's always been fun. It's always been a pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you. This has been M.A. Scott.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
All right, there. Well, if that's enough said and I don't have any more questions, I see all my callers is still up on the phone with us, and that's great to see you out there supporting the Parents Coaching Parents Network. We're going to close out with my man, Mr. Keith Wright. You know I just love hearing from Mr. Keith Wright all the time because that little powerful piece is a big note to me. You know, he said he's make it smart, cool. Well, yeah, Keith.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let them hate then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the.
It's been M.H. Scott, Parents Coaching Parents Network. You have a good day.
Sharp, huh?